Today on Deeply Shallow, episode 23.
Oh, you think you know me?
What's going on?
I got a vent.
Ooh, start from the beginning. Tell me everything. What were you wearing? Welcome to your new obsession, Deeply Shallow.
In a world where 90% of social media is only 10% of actual life, we're here to chat about the real, relatable, and completely unpostworthy parts of it.
We are bringing out the fun and dysfunctional. We're talking family, relationships, and mental health with an irreverent spin and absolutely no judgment.
We're here with a blunt, sometimes harsh, and occasionally controversial edge that will leave you saying,
"Reach."
Yes.
It's Deeply Shallow, real and unapologetic.
We're all in this together.
Listener discretion advised. We are back, Shallow Squad. Welcome to Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you are feeling deep or you are feeling shallow, you have come to the right place. I am your host, Tara, along always with my co-host. He's got that good, Mr. Matt Hanley.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
It is going well, Tara.
Good.
So Tara, as always, we like to start the show out with our mental health number, our 0 to 10 check-in.
We do.
How are you feeling this week?
I'm feeling really good.
Good.
One, my mouth ulcers are gone.
Finally.
They literally took like 8 days to heal. I'm so bitter about it, but they're gone. And
literally last time we were recording, Tara was like, her face was like trembling. And
yeah, my lips were shaking.
Yeah, that's how bad it was.
It was so disturbing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're gone and I'm excited to record. It's been a second.
Yep.
So I'm good. I'm going to give myself a 9.
9?
Yes. That's what about you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty well. I'm probably not where you are. I'm probably a 7.5. As everybody knows, I'm kind of entering my busy season. So there are the stresses and struggles of all that. But I love that we carve out time to record. So I know that here shortly, that will change and I will be much closer to a 10.
Well, good. Love it. You know, it is your busy time, so I'm probably not going to see you as much as I usually do. You're going to be super lame for the next few months.
It's not so much you won't see me as much because we don't see each other that often. It will be you won't be able to reach me as frequently and as on demand as you normally require.
So one thing that Matt has gotten to know about me over the years is that when I want something or need something, I want it or need it immediately.
Yes.
God did not grant me with patience, unfortunately.
And the best part is that while you demand that, you also, on the flip side, you are not as responsive. So I annoyed Tara so bad last week or the week before, and she was actually tied up for whatever reason. She
could not talk. Remember why.
I don't remember. But like I was like, Tara, call me back. Like, Tara, I need to talk to you right now. Like, da 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 da. And at the end, I was like, see how annoying this is?
But the thing is like, after a while of our text messages just going unanswered to each other.
Right.
Like, the text will send each other to let the other person know, like, okay, now you're starting to get on my nerves. It's like, okay, like, I'll just be sitting over here screwing myself. Like, let me know when you're free. And so usually when, like, I get one of those, I'm like, okay, hold, like, let me put everything down for a second and, like, get back to this, bro. So anyway, but that is something you have got to know about me.
Yes.
And love about me.
Yes.
You might say over.
Love could be a strong word, but
over time. But, you know, the other day I was on social and I learned something about you that I did not know.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
social.
Yeah. So here in Sherman, there is a old orphanage, and those who are from around here, they know where I'm talking about. This is a very stately building. I mean, it is an enormous property. It was built probably in like the late 1800s.
It is both super cool and creepy AF.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's definitely like a haunted house situation now. But I mean, it's enormous. I wouldn't even want to get, can't even imagine how large it is. But I mean, it's like tens and tens of thousands of square feet. Well, anyway, when I was in college and I moved to an apartment, we ended up driving by. I was with my father and we ended up driving by this old orphanage. And my dad has this very blank look on his face. And he turns to me and said, I lived there. And I was like, What?
Wait, so you didn't even know that?
I knew that he was adopted.
Okay.
But I did not, I never knew that he lived in an orphanage. And I'm not actually sure until that point, until he saw that, that it was a memory that he, a memory that had come up.
Right.
And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. So anyway, so my dad was adopted. There were 8 or 9 kids in his family, and they were, but for before they all got adopted, they lived in this orphanage. So anyway, it's been closed down since probably, I don't know, the 60s, I think the article said. Well, somebody had shared an article about the about this orphanage. So I had shared it, and I mm-hmm. said, hey, you know, for everybody who doesn't know, you know, my dad lived here, you know, blah, blah. It was just interesting because this is not where we're from.
Right.
So he actually had lived here. You know, they were from probably a couple hours away. So anyway, so I shared that, and a lot of people actually did not know that.
Right.
People from my childhood and you know, that I'd gone to church with, whatever. So a lot of people had responded about it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But so I'm the most important person, and I had no idea that your dad was adopted. I can't believe that's never come up in conversation.
Yeah. I'm surprised it hadn't. I really was.
Yeah.
But
anyway, as we were kind of talking about that, mm-hmm. we kind of started to get on this topic of like knowing someone and knowing someone.
Yeah.
And how you can think that you know pretty much everything there is to know about someone, and right. then you find out new things all the time. I think even through doing this podcast with each other, we have learned.
Oh my gosh,
so much about
we have learned a tremendous amount about each other: the good, the bad, and then the real bad,
and the real good.
The good, the bad, the ugly. Yeah. So in kind of going through that, we decided, okay, Shallow Squad, you all have a best friend. A spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, or, you know, sister. And you probably think you know everything about them.
Like, that's your person.
That's your person. You think you know everything about them. But have you ever been in a situation like we were in where, like, all of a sudden they say something or they bring up a topic or something and you go, what? You did?
Right.
What?
Yeah, that you just... And it's so funny because Matt and I know each other so well that sometimes when we... like go to dinner with our spouses or, you know, we're with a big group of people, one of us will start to just like kind of introduce a sentence or a story and the other one will just start dying laughing because they already know what we're about to say. Or like Matt will tell me like, hey, can you go get that thing over by that thing? And I'm like, I weirdly know what you're talking about. So I would say we know each other really well, but then there's things that come up that we had no idea about.
Well, and I think part of it too is while our friendship is very, very close, we actually have not known each other that long.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Because we've only known each other what?
Well, how long have you been married? That plus 5 minutes.
So I'm going to say like not even 4 years.
Really?
I think it would have been spring of 2016. So that'd be the 4 years.
Yeah.
Like next month, because that was when we first met, was
you're right. Don't forget to buy me a gift next month, by the way.
For our
friendiversary. Yeah. I don't buy gifts for adults or I would return the favor. But
yes.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So in another kind of way with our people, it's funny because you'll tell me stories and I'm sure Shallow Squad kind of understands this when you know someone in one context.
Right.
Then they tell you stories from their past life. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is.
Right.
Whatever those relationships or college times or whatever.
Nothing freaks Matt Hanley out more than me telling him a story about when I was not married to Hubba.
Like, yeah, I don't know why that is.
He thinks that I came out of the womb and knew Hubba immediately, got married immediately.
Right. Well, but I think that people are gonna understand that. Like I think they're hearing this right now and they're going, yes. Because when you know someone in a certain context, like that's
who they are.
That's who they are.
Right. Sure.
Because you've told so of friends that we have met mutually or
right.
some of your friends that I have met through you. Mm-hmm. You'll tell me stories about them and I know them now. And I'm like, there's no way.
Right.
Like,
yeah. And, so crazy.
But you have verified these stories and it's fun because we change and we
evolve.
Get older,
yeah.
We evolve or some people don't evolve.
Right. Some people say exactly the same.
Okay. So. In this vein, we're going deep.
Yeah.
We are going to ask each other some questions.
Right.
Play a little game.
Yes.
And feel free, Shallow Squad, to steal some of these questions. So when your spouse gets home or you get your sister on the phone or your best friend, like just hammer them with these questions.
Yes.
These probing questions.
We got to talk.
So that you too maybe can know your people just a little bit better.
Right, exactly. And it also gives our Shallow Squad a chance to get to know us a little bit better. Have a few more things to judge us about, perhaps.
Feel free to chime in.
Yes.
Send us a message.
And then if there's any questions you wanted us to ask today that we didn't, I mean, hit us up. Let us know about it.
Okay.
All right, Matt. I think you should start.
You think I should start?
Yes, because you came up with double the amount of questions that I...
Well, and I don't intend to ask all these questions. And I will say I did have some help because the banana did help me with some of these. So, okay, Tara, my first question is...
All right, hit me.
What do you think are the three main things you and I have in common? What are our three, like, what do you feel like are our three main commonalities?
Oh gosh.
I should have like a little ticker, like a little,
I know,
like a little countdown, like a little Jeopardy.
I think that we both consider ourselves to be funny.
Yes.
I think we both consider ourselves to be ambitious.
Yes.
And I think we both consider ourselves to pretty much, like, our role in our marriage is babysitting our spouse.
We do care for our spouses hand and foot, it seems like.
Yes. Yeah. They live a good life.
They do live a good life.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay. I like it.
All right. So I have a question.
Yes.
If you ever had to go into witness protection.
Witness protection, which okay. could this could be definitely plausible.
Yeah. Any day now, I'm expecting you to disappear. Could you follow all the rules? Could you leave everyone and everything behind and not break any of the rules? You get to take your family, so don't be like, oh, I can never leave the banana. Like, she gets to go too.
She does?
Yeah. Your kids and your banana get to
go
along. But everyone else, sayonara.
This would be excruciating.
Mm-hmm.
Could I deal with all that? Because I have so many. Well, no, I don't have so many. I have such good, deep friendships. Like, how could I just walk away from those?
Yep. But it's either, you know, be in danger or witness protection, baby.
You know, I bruise like a peach. I probably got to follow the rules.
I cannot believe it took you that long to think. You would drop us all like a bad habit if there was some 13-year-old gang lord after you.
Yes.
Be like, later. Do you think you would ever cheat? Do you think you would like reach out to anyone?
Yeah, I think I would probably try to find a way to let people know that I was okay.
Right.
That I wasn't. See, it's a shame that we don't have like the skills of like the folks like during turn. Like being able to send like messaging.
By like hanging sheets on a line.
Yeah. But if I sent you like, what do you call those things where it's like a letter, but there's cutouts where you like know only so many of the letters actually count or whatever.
Right.
Uh-huh. If I sent you one of those, you wouldn't even like, you'd be like, oh, I'm over this.
Well, I would have already lost the cutout piece.
The key.
I'm like, where is that? Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
I think I got a letter from Matt, but I'm not sure. Why are you not sure? Well, I lost the
key. It's got to be around here somewhere. It's probably in my car.
Banana's not here to tell me where it is.
Yeah, banana. All right, hit me with another one.
Okay, if you had to change your first name, what would you change it to?
You know, that is so weird. When I was writing this witness protection question, I was thinking about what I would change my name to, because you have to when you go in witness protection.
Of course.
I would probably change it to Sloan. I love that name.
But you couldn't change it to Sloan because don't you have someone else that has that name?
Well, that's B's middle name.
Right.
Obviously.
But then you couldn't do that.
I mean, if we're in witness protection. Oh, we're not in witness protection. This is just everyone's in witness protection now.
Yes, I'm sorry. I confused the question. I have merged the two questions. No, you could change it to Sloan.
No, I definitely could change it to Sloan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would change it to that.
That's a good name.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
Okay. Have you ever dated the ex of a friend or like a pretty good acquaintance?
I'm going to say no. I don't think I have. I mean, maybe in high school, but like, I mean, everybody dates everybody, right? So like, that's a little bit. That's a little bit. I'm going to say no.
Would you ever do that? Do you think that's like frowned upon or like all's fair in love and war?
I don't have that many close friends. I don't think I would do that.
You wouldn't risk it for the biscuit?
I can see where you would be leaning in this
question. Depends how hot they are. I mean, if it was like a mutual breakup and they're really hot, I mean.
You're so much more I don't think I would.
I'm so much more what?
I don't know.
Risk taker?
I guess. You're
giving this question a lot of time. You're like, really?
I don't think I would. I'm going to go with no.
Okay. All right. Hit me with one of yours.
Okay. What is your best party trick or hidden talent?
Unfortunately, I have no party tricks or hidden talents.
None?
I'm very outspoken about everything I'm good at. But I think I'm not really sure this would be considered that, but I am an amazing like hostess and party thrower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of my talents. And so
I would agree
putting on an event is kind of like my jam.
I would agree with that.
And yeah. I think people who come to my parties have a good time.
Yes.
So.
Yes, I agree
with that.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Have you ever had any nicknames? And Matt doesn't count as like Matt or Matthew.
So obviously, because there's so many Matts, my last name, that was what I was predominantly called by in school.
Hanley.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where that's going.
My dad called me Buddy.
Aww.
Yeah. That was
so sweet.
That was my nickname. It was funny because we were talking about it earlier. So the only people who call me Matthew are my mom, my two sisters, and then my best friend from high school. Those are the only people that call me Matthew. Everybody else calls me Matt.
Yeah. I don't think your glasses are round enough to be a Matt. I think you're a Matt for sure.
Okay, Tara. Tell me something you will never do again.
I will never tumble again. That's how I broke my knee. I will never tumble again.
I don't think anybody wants that again.
Yeah.
That was a bad sitch.
That was rough. Something like more juicy that I'll never do again.
Yeah, that was the intent of the question.
Yeah, I figured, but not quite tumbling like came straight to my brain. Something I'll never.
You wouldn't even tumble on a trampoline
again. No, I will never.
Like
ever,
not even
ever
a cartwheel to show B or.
You know,
anything?
I considered doing a cartwheel the other day just to test it.
Oh,
and bending my knee still hurts. And I mean, we're several months out.
Yeah. I mean, we're closing in on
break.
Yeah. Like 8 months now, 9 months.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm done with that part of my life. A week ago, I would have said I'd never take a shot again because I am still hungover from a bachelorette party I went to a few years ago. But then at Bianca's birthday dinner the other day, my friend Bianca, I took a shot there as if I'm 20 years old and didn't have my baby with me.
didn't you take the shots at my birthday party in the summer?
I can't remember. So I guess maybe so.
The birthday cake shots?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to think on that one for a minute.
Shots are a good one. That's like my favorite part of Vanderpump Rules, or one of my favorite parts about Vanderpump Rules, is that Schwartz cannot have shots anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's, but now he does. But
right.
Like that's his thing. Like, but I do not know how people can do like multiple rounds of shots. Like,
I know. It's incredible.
I've never been a huge shots guy, mm-hmm. but man, the few times that I've tried to hang with people, like that's just.
Yeah. You can either do it or you can't, you know? Yeah.
But you look at like somebody like Tom Schwartz on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Like this guy weighs what? 130 pounds,
right.
Maybe. And he can have that much alcohol and like survive.
Right.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. It's impressive. I mean, everyone has a talent.
Yep.
Okay, so you're at a dinner party, and you hear some acquaintances
mm-hmm.
talking shit about one of your friends. Do you stand up and say a little something, or do you keep your mouth shut and then run go tell them afterward?
Okay, well, what's crazy is this actually happened to me last night.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. I'm at dinner last night.
Where were you at dinner? It was Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Okay, full
okay.
belly.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I was at dinner and I actually overheard some people running down.
Me?
No, it's not you.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Continue.
No, I heard them and they weren't really running down a friend. They were running down an acquaintance that I know.
Uh-huh. Were they at your table or a different table?
No, they were at the table next to me.
Ooh.
And I actually did not know these people, but like, man, they were talking like very openly about someone who's a very popular person and what I've considered to be a good person. I don't think I will tell this person because honestly, I don't actually know who these people are, but I also mm-hmm. did not like stand up and like tell these people to, you know, pipe down. I think that if it was a friend,
like a close friend of yours,
absolutely. I would defend
their honor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what kind of made me wonder about this question was many years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was having lunch at Tokyo with my friend Marissa
mm-hmm.
And this table next to us, they kind of came in and sat down and they didn't recognize like that I was sitting here. And they actually started talking shit about me. Okay.
That is so crazy.
I know. It's like one of those moments in your life that you're like, no, like you cannot believe it. And my friend Marissa stood up and went left on them. And I was like,
that is so great.
That's a true boo, girl. Yeah.
That is so
great. She was not having that.
So like if you went down your friend list, do you know the people that will do that and the people that won't?
Yes.
Okay.
And my husband would not. He'd be like texting me, babe, people are talking shit about you. I'd be like, well, go say something. Oh, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't let it get you down. I'm like, you're the one who told me.
Just keep it to yourself. Yeah. Yeah, he would. He would not be the confrontational type.
I have literally, you know what's so funny is in 10 years, I have seen Hubba get worked up maybe 2 times, maybe. And one of those times someone had said some like ugly shit to me and he went left. And I was like, I was so happy that they had said that mean thing to me. I was like, this guy does like me. Like we'd been married 2 years. But I guess he's just mellowed out in his older age. So,
yes.
Yeah. But no, I definitely know who would stand up and who would not say anything.
Tara, if you had a warning label, what would it be? Like if you had a warning label for you, what would it be? I know what mine would be.
What would yours be?
Contents under pressure will explode.
I was going to say highly explosive. Yeah. Contents under pressure will explode is definitely one for you. Mine would probably say open at your own risk. You can't promise what you're going to get day in and day out.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Matt, have you ever been on a blind date?
Well, yeah. The date with Banana was actually a blind date.
But you knew who she was.
I did. Yeah. But I'd never actually met her.
Okay.
So does that classify as a blind date?
I'm going to say you're blind in one eye. Partially blind.
Speaking of blind in one eye.
Uh-huh.
So the Banana is the only person I know that her eyes have been bothering her.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to the doctor and she has not one, but two infections in her eyes.
Both eyes.
So today she went back to the doctor. Okay.
Lord.
And the doctor said that one of them is completely healed and the other one is 90%. And so she hasn't been able to wear her contacts.
Mm-hmm.
So she tells me this in my text. I was like, so you're wearing a monocle? Like, you can put one contact back in?
Oh, my God.
She didn't think it was funny. I thought that was hilarious.
I mean, I would say it's like a pretty okay joke.
Oh, well.
She was like, don't say that on the pod, okay?
Okay. What is your least favorite word or phrase?
Potty is my least favorite word.
And potty is your least favorite word.
Actually, it's potty. And there's another one that my dad says that I'm not even going to say on the podcast because it will literally make me gag. But he says it to the dogs, like to take them outside. He's like, all right, you guys, let's go out and like tinkle or like something like, bleh. I hate those words. Like when I was much younger and before I had kids, I would always tell my parents, no, I'm never going to say that. I'm going to be like, child, do you need to go to the restroom?
Right.
And I still really don't say that word. Yeah. It's disgusto barfo.
I agree.
So
I completely agree.
Yeah, I hate that word. What is the craziest thing that has ever happened to you on a date or in a relationship?
Craziest thing that has ever happened on a date? Do you have one?
I'll tell a story while you're thinking.
All right.
So when I was in high school,
here we go.
There was this sweet, sweet boy who had a little crush on me. And I really liked him, but like as a friend, much to my mom's chagrin. Ugh. So I knew that he, you know, kind of liked me, but he really was like a cool friend. So I wasn't trying to lead him on. I just enjoyed his company. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of thought he would get the vibes that, you know, I wasn't really interested. So he takes me to a football game. And before we walk inside the stadium,
here comes the deep water, folks.
He has this whole thing planned out to ask me to be his girlfriend before the football game. So obviously I said no. And then we both had to sit through a football game together and the drive home with like this awkward terror hanging over us. And I literally wanted to die. So I would say that's probably pretty bad.
What a dream killer you are.
Oh, yes. That's on me for saying no to the world's most insane time to ask someone out.
That is going for the glory.
Yeah.
On the front side. And I've heard other stories similar to that, like where it's been like you ask somebody like on the beginning of a trip, or like, could you imagine proposing, or if someone proposed to you like at the beginning of a trip?
Yeah, that'd be tough.
And it was like a cruise or something like where you can't.
Like, and you had like a cabin room. There's not even like a window you can stare out. Yeah, that was tough stuff. Yeah.
I don't really... You have so many better stories. I did not really date...
Nothing to brag about.
You know, I did not date a lot, which might surprise you, might not, but...
I was just wondering if, like, you hanging banners outside of people's houses was, like, inspired by...
That's... No.
Some events.
No. Not really.
That was just pure love.
Yes.
That's what that does.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really did not... I was really a much, much less... crazy person before I met the man. just knowing her has increased the level of crazy quite a bit.
All right.
Okay. What is the best compliment outside of being a parent? What is the best compliment you've ever received?
One time my friend's husband, we were all at a lunch or a brunch or something, mm-hmm. and we're talking about different things, med school and working and, you know, just life. And he said I was the dream maker, and that's the best compliment I've ever gotten.
Like, in what context?
He was meaning because I was like working my ass off to like get Hubba through medical school.
Oh, I see.
And
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, we were just kind of all, it was in the very, very beginning. And so it was really kind of a struggle.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I just think that's badass. He's like, you're the dream maker. And I was like, fuck yeah, I am. So that's the best compliment that I've ever been given.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one. What would embarrass you more? For somebody to look through your phone, have unlimited access to your phone, or to have a sit down conversation with someone from your past who could give like the dirt on you?
Probably sit down with someone from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Who'd spill the beans?
Yes. Yes, because so much of my life occurred before social media, before all of that. Like, I would be much more concerned about an eyewitness.
Yes, eyewitness testimony. Yeah.
Than I would be to what's on my phone currently. Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely. Okay, what subject matter would you consider yourself to be an expert on?
Not much. An expert?
Yes, what would you consider yourself to be an expert on?
Man, I really don't know.
At this point, I would say you would be an expert on the medical school evaluation process and all of the things medical school related.
I mean, yeah, maybe so. An expert. That's a tough one. I would say I'm like a pretty knowledgeable cheerleading coach.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure I'm an expert. I don't know. That's tough. That's tricky.
What makes one an expert?
What does make one an expert?
I think really just calling yourself an expert. I think you can really...
Well,
declare.
Then I'm an expert at...
You'd be an expert at TV, books.
Oh, like binging.
Yeah.
How to do it.
Yeah.
I could probably recommend quite a few books.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is kind of making me feel lame.
You could recommend books. I love it.
I would say I'm an expert on how to like be a friend. I think I'm an excellent friend.
Yes. I think you're an excellent friend. Do you think that people would be surprised how much you read? If someone did not know you other than just in a very casual setting,
mm-hmm.
do you think they would be surprised to know how much you read?
I don't know.
I think they would be.
Really?
Yes. Like your coworkers, like, you know, folks who know you kind of, you know, on a
casually.
Daily. Yeah,
sure.
I can tell you they would be, because I am amazed at how much Tara reads.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that's surprising?
I don't know.
Because
I don't know where you can
larger vocabulary.
Yes, because the amount of time you spend, it makes me wonder how you stretch the day, because I get, you know, I know how much stuff I get done, and then I hear you and you're like, so I binged this show, I watched, you know, blah, 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 and then I read 4 books, and I'm like, what? This weekend? That is surprising.
You know, it's because I'm willing to do so much of it at night.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are not willing to lose sleep, which I respect. I mean, I also love sleep, but I love reading more than sleep.
There you go. Okay.
So, all right. I think I have one more for you.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a good roommate?
No. I'm a terrible roommate. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
I'm messy. And
it surprises me that you're messy.
I am. I'm not going to lie. But some of this, the banana has created, because I am not allowed to clean at our house.
Right. You don't do it right.
I don't do it right, which you can appreciate because that's what you say about Hubba.
Yeah.
But what is really funny is that the banana will spend, and I'm sure there are people out, you know, the Shallow Squad will, there'll be some heads nodding at this. She will clean the house before the house cleaner comes.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law put it best that the banana and her sister and her mom, they touch stuff. Okay. There's like the amount of cleaning that gets done is not like, it's just touching stuff and moving stuff. We were over at their house for Christmas Eve. And I remember on Christmas Day, my brother-in-law said, he was like, well, after y'all left, we spent 2 hours just touching stuff. I haven't had a lot of sleep. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, like they just like just touch stuff. We're not cleaning anything. We're just like moving a little bit, you know,
straightening it up, yeah, moving it around.
Yeah. So that's, you know, we have to touch stuff. But no, I'm really not that great of a roommate, although I will grocery shop. I have no trouble grocery shopping, and I would clean, but it's a futile effort.
Sure.
It's never good enough. But in that regard, well, I would say I'm considerate, though. Like, I'm not loud.
Well, I was wondering about that because when the banana first moved in to your house, the youngest of your children walks up to her and says, just so you know, my dad sleeps naked. And to me, that's a bad roommate. I don't want a roommate who does that. So your answer doesn't really surprise me.
Wow. Children will sell you out like in a hot minute.
Down the river.
And you haven't even gotten there yet. Like, you haven't even really gotten to the sellout point.
I know.
B hasn't even, she's not even in the wheelhouse of really understanding how to sell you out.
Yeah. She's just a master manipulator of my emotions at the moment.
Yeah.
But
as she gets a little bit older and she realizes the leverage she has to tell stories and whatnot. Yeah.
It's going
to
be tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. You have one more for me?
Yes. Tara, would you rather be called vain or insecure?
I have no problem being called vain. I find that to be a compliment. So definitely insecure, because I am not, and I am a little vain.
You have no insecurities?
I mean, I have some insecurities about like my physical appearance from time to time, but nothing that really like drags me down. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say I wouldn't want anyone to say I was insecure.
Right.
I focus on not being insecure.
Yeah, that's good.
So I would say that. What about you? Which one would you rather?
I probably would rather be called vain than insecure. Insecure is like, I mean, it has a lot of negative connotations, but I agree with you. Like, we all have insecurities.
Yeah.
Whether it be insecurities with career or appearance or whatever. I mean, I think, and I am amazed by people who really do seem to be like completely at peace with who they are.
Right. I don't really believe those people.
Well, there's some that probably it is.
But I guess fake it till you make it, right?
As the banana says, false confidence is still confidence.
That's true. You know, amen.
False security is still security, I guess, at some level. But it is hard because there are things that, you know, that you are insecure about. But I think overall, I would rather be referred to as vain than insecure.
So do you think overall from this conversation, do you think that you know me pretty well?
I'm sure there are still lots of things that we have not uncovered. But I think that's part of the fun of a friendship and a relationship is there's always things that I think will come up that, because you just, certain situations have to arise.
Right.
In order for that, just like with the deal with the orphanage, like that lady had to share that on Facebook.
Sure.
And I had to reshare it in order for you. And then like, because otherwise, how would that conversation have ever come up?
Right.
So.
And I think it's important if there's someone in our life that we stop being interested in knowing who they are, then we've got to kind of fix that.
Yes.
Because the people who are close to us, we always need to be wanting to learn more about them and what's important to them, I think.
I agree with that. And I think that people generally, they want people to know things about themselves.
Sure, yeah.
And I think that that is one of the ultimate compliments is asking questions of people.
Absolutely.
You know, asking about, in my job, there's a lot of people I just see once a year. And so, you know, I do want to know, you know, what's going on with kids or with their, you know, parents or whatever the situation is. And one of the things that is, I don't want to call it a talent, but one of the strengths that I have is I do actually remember most, I don't want to say all, but I bet I could, if you pulled a file off of my shelf, I bet I could tell you most of the things about that person that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what really I find joy in is being able to connect, because I think that's an underrated ability, is to remember things about people.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah. Because people it is easy to get so self-absorbed,
mm-hmm.
and that's such a high form of flattery of remembering something about someone, remembering someone's name, you know, whatever.
Right.
So,
yeah, no, I definitely think that's a talent. I honestly can't remember people's birthdays like to save my life. Like,
yeah.
If it was not for Facebook, oh my gosh, I would be so screwed.
Yeah. In fact, I had a friend that shared a birthday on Facebook. And so as soon as I saw it, I texted the person whose birthday. I was like, you know, hey, happy birthday. And so when I was talking to her later, I was like, hey, thanks for sharing that. She's like, I know. I saved a bunch of people's asses today. I was like, yep, you did.
That's awesome. Love it. All right. Well, speaking of knowing people, should we give some of the Shallow Squad a little love?
Of course we should. Okay, Tara, who we got today?
So our Shallow Squad shout out is going to go to our girl, Jenny. Jenny
yes.
actually learned about the podcast through Keisha, who we have also
day one
given a shout out to on the show.
Yes.
And she has turned into all the goals.
Yes.
Sharing the show and, you know, really becoming a fan, rocking the merch. And so we are so thankful that she's out there repping Deeply Shallow. And hopefully she brings some more into the squad.
We love it when you guys share the show. That means the highest compliment you guys can give to us is to share the show with your friends. And we love having friends of friends of friends, you know, who enjoy the show. And so we are so thankful that you guys do that. Please, please, please don't stop.
Yes. Hitting 10,000 was such an emotional moment for the two of us, because really this has been growing from just people sharing it with their friends.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a grassroots.
We've had a couple of, you know, influencers share, but for the most part, it's been, you know, just the Shallow Squad doing work, getting the name out there.
And
so
we appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do. Thank y'all so much. Please keep on keeping on.
Okay, Tara, it's your favorite time of the show.
I hate that.
What are you hating this week?
Okay, so I got a fortune cookie the other day.
Do you eat Chinese food?
On the rarest of occasions, Hubba and I were actually talking about that the last time that we had Chinese food was before B was born.
Okay.
So
that's not normally your
we place. Were out looking at houses and we had to go to Target, of course.
Yes.
So
big day. House hunting, Target. Home Depot.
I don't know. We'll see if we have some time. But anyway, so we had planned on making dinner, but by the end of the day, we're just like, bleh. And there was a Panda Express across the street from Target. So that's how we ended up there. But anyway, I actually like the taste of fortune cookies, which Hubba cannot get on board with.
And what do they taste like?
They taste like sugar paper. Like, you don't like the taste of sugar? I mean, they're good. Like a really thin sugar cookie.
I don't eat Chinese food, so I'm not. So that's why I'm asking what these taste like.
Well, I think they're good. I don't think a lot of people.
You think they're underrated?
Yes. But obviously you get the fortune cookie for the fortune.
Okay.
And my fortune cookie said, living a simple life will bring happiness. No, thank you. One, that's a lazy ass fortune. Two, I don't want to live a simple life. I want to live a over the top, all the things, go all the places. That's the kind of life I'm interested in. A simple life.
But a simple life does not mean you're a simpleton.
Yes, it does.
So did you ever watch the show The Simple Life?
It was before my time, I think.
Oh, no, it could not be.
I remember being like a little kid hearing about it.
Please, just kick me, please. I mean, kick me while I'm down. So it was, do you know anything about the show?
I know it was Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie going to live with people who had a different lifestyle.
Yes. So they moved to like the Midwest, like to a farm or whatever. And so it was The Simple Life, whatever.
Right.
It was highly entertaining.
Yeah.
But gosh.
But I want to be living the big life. I don't want to live the simple life. So I was so annoyed at that fortune cookie. I was like, why are you so aggressive over this fortune? I was like, because it's lame and so lazy. That's not a fortune. That's just some words on a paper. So I hate that.
Well, they have to. I mean, there's only so many things they can put. I mean, it's not a long piece of paper. There's only so many things they can put.
They could have put, hey, tomorrow's lottery numbers are blah, blah, blah.
Yes, but if every one of them was.
Or don't go to the Walmart on Thursday.
Like, a warning.
I want a fortune.
Okay. I got you.
So anyway, I hate that. What about you? What are you hating?
Okay, so a couple of weeks back, we were at a cheer competition all bleeping day, as you will recall.
I was also there.
That's why I say as you will recall.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you weren't there. Not when I got there, you weren't there. Please.
Well, I mean, you got there a little early.
I got there at 9. What time did you get there?
12.
12. Okay. You did leave later than I did, though.
That's true.
So we had a little break middle of the day. So.
Which we won the cheer competition,
yes,
by the way.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
So we decided to like run down the street to the Olive Garden,
mm-hmm.
which is.
Is that the. I'm sorry. You say this a lot. The Olive Garden. Is there a the name of it? Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. But also this is
the Olive Garden.
I also say it about the Rendezvous Club. I also call it the Rendezvous Club.
And it's just Rendezvous Club.
Well, that's up for discussion because it just depends on where you look.
Well, I'm fairly certain it's not the Olive Garden. So, you know what? Scratch that. Daniel, cut my first. I hate that. My new I hate that is the fact that Matt says the Olive Garden.
So we're at the Olive Garden. Regardless of what you want to call it, we're at the Olive Garden.
All right.
So it's Sunday, the competition. So like we're getting there kind of as I'm thinking the church crowd is hitting the Olive Garden.
Okay.
So we get seated and we're in a booth. Next to us is this long table. So there's like a family of, I don't know, let's say eight. There is this young woman in this group. So it's like mom, dad, aunt, uncle, neighbors, I don't know. And then this one young lady who is probably, I'm going to say mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This girl is the loudest talking person I have ever been in a restaurant with.
And that's saying a lot because your laugh is heard around the world.
Yes. But I'm telling you, this girl, her regular talking was so loud that like we could not even concentrate on our own conversation because I mean, she was just overpowering. I mean, I'm talking to someone who is literally across the table from me and like, it's just getting batted away. Like they can't even hear me over this person. And she is like not taking a breath. Like she is just talking constantly. The rest of the people at the table, like I look over and like, they're like head down in their meal and she's just like,
OMG.
So the best part, and we are covering a myriad of topics. Okay.
Right.
I know where she works.
Yeah.
I know about how she just consolidated her student loan debt. What her new.
Oh my gosh.
How much it saved her on her payments.
There is nothing more embarrassing to me than people revealing their like personal information, like in a public setting.
But the best part was, So the best part of this whole thing was, as she is just going on and on and on. And I mean, this is 40 minutes of talking, whatever. At one point, she says that she had just changed jobs, or maybe she changed positions with the same company, or maybe it's a school district. I don't remember. But anyway, she says something to the effect of, they said, well, there's not a lot of time or whatever. And she's like, oh, well, don't worry. I don't talk a lot. Like she like she was telling whoever this person who was
everyone at the Olive Garden just
way back to differ.
Yeah, I'd be like, agree to disagree.
So my idea that is the loud talker, like in how you're so oblivious of how loud you're talking.
Absolutely.
It was But also, and I understand some people have the voice that like carries, but golly, it was intense.
Yeah.
So that's my hate that.
All right. I love it. All right. Well, I think that brings us to the end of the episode. It's been very educational today. I might have to come up with a few more questions to ask you at a later date.
Perfect. I welcome all questions.
Yes. All right, Shallow Squad, use this week to get to know the people in your life a little bit better.
Berate them with our questions.
Yes. And come up with your own questions and, you know, share more about yourselves as well.
And just remember, we may sound shallow, but the depth is real.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast.
And like Deeply Shallow Podcast on Facebook.
Hey, Tara, we've really enjoyed our podcast experience, but I think we would both agree that creating and launching a podcast is way more than just recording content. We had no idea how much technology could help or hurt a podcast. I mean, we could be spending hours on editing, audio quality, uploading to a hosting service, just to name a few.
Totally agree. We interviewed several companies and couldn't be happier with Riley and his team at Podigy. Their skills, passion, and professionalism have proven to be the best partners for us.
Yeah, that's podigy.co, podigy.co. Right now, they're offering 25% off first month services for new podcasters.